with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the food crisis in Gaza. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says the biggest challenge is preventing Hamas terrorists from stealing food shipments and reselling them on the black market.
I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu about this myself, and he is resolved, of course, to make sure that aid is delivered. The nation of Israel and the U.S. will be involving now the latest development, I believe, is Samaritan's Purse will be involved. And they have credibility on the world stage. They have delivery mechanisms and systems that have been proven in times of crisis everywhere around the world, and that'll be a great development. I think a lot more aid will be delivered, but of course they're going to need military assistance because the terrorists are stealing it.
Speaker Johnson's full this week on Capitol Hill interview will be seen starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump is dispatching federal law enforcement officers to the streets of Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For at least the next week, there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement here in the nation's capital to combat crime. The White House says Washington, D.C. is an amazing city, but it has been plagued by violent crime for far too long. The beefed-up police presence comes as the president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running the city. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Astronaut James Lovell, who was commander of the 1970 Apollo 13 mission that managed to get back to Earth safely after an oxygen tank explosion, has died. He was 97 years of age. On Wall Street, the Dow and NASDAQ were up by 207 points. The S&P advanced 49. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes some changes to visa rules.
Foreign athletes who are men living as women will not receive visas to enter the U.S. if they're coming here to compete against women. The action follows President Trump's instructions to all federal agencies to do what they can to protect women's sports, especially with the World Cup soccer tournament and the Summer Olympic Games just around the corner. Numerous sports governing bodies are also banning men from women's competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Military Chaplains Corps is marking its 250th anniversary this year with an effort to teach the public about its history. It all began with the Revolutionary War, in which 218 chaplains served. Today there are thousands of chaplains in service. Initially, all of them were Protestants. The first Catholic chaplain served in 1846. And the first rabbi was commissioned in 1862. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose on Wall Street, marking their third winning week in the last four. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%, leaving the index just shy of the record it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.5%, and the NASDAQ added 1% to the record it set a day earlier. Expedia and Gilead Sciences rose sharply after reporting results that easily beat analysts' forecast. Both companies also raised their outlooks. Asian markets closed mostly lower except in Tokyo, where the Nikkei rose 1.9%. European markets were mixed. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The Dow up 207 points, closing at 44,145. The NASDAQ gained 207 to 21,450. The S&P 500 added 49 points to 6,389. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.